Hi, phone tag. We're finally connect. How are you doing?
Yes, good. How are you?
Good, good. I called your office. I'm sorry, I don't know what happened there. How can I help you out today?
Okay. I got your number from Ian in my office, and he said that you guys finance equipment and everything for clients.
Correct.
Okay. We have a client that I'm working a deal with now, and they own multiple restaurants, and they've gone over on a few things on their budget, and they were looking to finance the equipment.
Okay.
Now, what type of terms do you do for the equipment?
Okay. So, I'm act, you know, in terms of that, it really depends, but here's the answer I can give you, kind of, because I know you're not, you're as a salesperson, you're trying to make sure your customer's taken care of and they're not going to be turned off by the financing, correct?
Correct.
Cool. So, I can give you the boilerplate nonsense answer, or I can give you the real answer. The real answer is
The
this.
real answer.
The real answer is every deal is unique, but I can tell you what I've done for some other vendors. I have a deal right now where a customer just came into someone in Florida, no, I'm sorry, Florida and Texas. They have a startup hotel. They own all these other hotels, but they need a loan for this new hotel equipment. Got them 75 grand. They got an approval from a company. Well, who do you guys usually use, by the way, for funding?
We don't usually use no one.
Okay. Got them 75 grand at good terms. What terms do we offer? Well, we go up to 5 years. Payments are always fixed.
Okay.
The amount you pay back will be dependent on the amount you pay back and the program you qualify for. It's really on the customer. Some customers are really easy to deal with. They give me everything I ask for. Some customers, it is like pulling teeth. I'd ask you a basic question. How much money does your customer need?
Not a lot. They have money. They just don't have enough. So I would say they probably have 200, and they probably need 300 or 325, something like that.
Okay, they need 325. And are
But
all the
they
names
have
of the
200.
Okay. Are all the names of the restaurants consistent?
Yeah, you could look it up.
No, I mean, is this location the same name as their other restaurants, or are they all different names?
They're all this. This is the more bistro kind of concept, but
No,
they have
but
a few
what?
of them already. They have a
Yeah,
few
so
already.
this is an expansion. So they don't. Some people say they have one name and they have another name. So they have a few of these already. And what
Yeah.
can I do for them? I have two programs that come to mind. It's an expansion restaurant. You have two avenues. Avenue one is I can get the full package from your customers, all their financial information, all their tax returns, everything. Or I have a very quick and painless product. Expansion restaurants, I can break their loan into two chunks, give them about 200 grand, if not 300, and cover the whole thing very easily. An application in 3 months, banks. That's probably the best procedure.
Okay. Now, is there any penalties for paying back sooner?
No. Most of our programs, we get discounts for paying off early.
They'll get a discount for paying off early?
Typically, on most of our funding, correct. But I don't have one program, just, you know, we're a lender and a syndicator. There isn't just one
Okay.
program. All I can tell you is, and I'm not trying to be arrogant, I've been in the restaurant finance business for about 9 years. I work very, very hard for the vendors I work with and the dealers, and at the same time, might help them maintain the relationship with their client. So what I'll do is I'll take a look at a client's application and 3 months bank statements and say, okay, here's what I can do for this person. Here's what's really going on. And I'll call you as a sales rep and say, here's the way to attack this deal to make it quick and painless.
Okay. Okay.
Do you have my credit application by any chance?
Now you can send it to me.
Okay, give me 1 second. So have you ever worked with any leasing companies before or no?
We worked with one, but I've never done any leasing. We always get our money.
Okay. But in here's like
I
the
would
finance.
love to partner up with somebody who I could work with. That's easy because I could create a lot more opportunity.
Yeah. I think, you know, right now it's really about giving someone something that is value without spinning their wheels. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to forward you a quick email. Let's see if I can do this. Forgive me if I'm forwarding it, but it will let me do this on the fly. All right. to approve your customer. And you go by George or Miguel?
George Miguel is my name. The last name is Miguel.
So you go by George. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else do you finance?
All types of business assets and working capital loans for businesses.
Okay. Okay. I have another project I'm working on. They've been in business 18 years. And I still can do a total renovation. And new furniture, new flooring, move the bar over, new bar equipment. Some new kitchen equipment, you know, and renovate this place. Total deal's probably worth $250. He's got probably about $100.
Okay, so are you in front of your email? And what is your email?
George@IslandSupply.com.
All right. Are you in front of your computer?
On my phone, no. I'm having lunch.
Okay. So, me and both of us. All right. So, I just forwarded you a quick email. Basically, what I offer, and I think this is kind of the truth. So, many of these business owners, no matter how long they're in business, they're really a restaurant owner is not a typical match for a local bank. Because local banks don't want any type of risk. So what I'm able to do is give them a very nice competitive offer without digging into all their personal business. Just 3 months of bank statements and an application. Let me know the other locations I have, and I can give you an approval either the same day you apply or if not the day after. Quick, painless, easy, usually one or two payments down.
What kind of rate?
Sorry?
What kind of rate?
We are always selling payments. It's a rate factor, but cost of funds for my transactions generally range between about a simple rate of like 6 to 8%.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I mean, all I can tell you is I think a lot of people aren't in the
industry. Is this institutional money or private money?
Private. I'm not going to get an SBA. Basically, what I offer, and I know how to work with these customers, kind of read them in a sense, quick, painless, easy, competitive,
yeah.
No nonsense. Fax documents, get you paid quickly.
Okay.
You know, and at the same time, you know, I'm a relationship guy, so the person, who's the bad customer for me? The bad customer for me is someone who says, hey, look, I'm applying for 25 different loans, and I'm going to go with whoever gives me the cheapest rate. You know what I tell them?
Go ahead.
When those loans fall apart, come back to me.
Uh-huh.
So, but I think, you know, in terms of, you probably need someone that's going to offer a really competitive rate, put your needs first, and at the same time, make the process easy. I think I'd probably be pretty good at this deal, especially on what you're telling me.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, if you want me to get, like, uber competitive and save your customer $25 on their monthly payment and a better rate, I can always ask for all their information, but I strongly do not suggest it right now.
No, I agree with you.
Half these guys show losses.
The first deal that I'm talking about to you is they just need short-term money. They could probably pay it off in less than a year.
Yeah, they just need some help.
Yeah. Okay. So that sounds good, Ruben. If you send it over to me, I'll take a look at it. I'll see what I can do with the client. And we'll take it from there.
Okay. Sorry about the phone tag. I appreciate any opportunity you want to throw
at
me.
No problem. Thank you, Ruben.
Thanks, brother.
Hopefully we'll get some business.
You got it. Bye-bye.